We got a special guest in studio today from the South Shore Fishing Association and Fox Marquette Chevrolet, Luke Hubbard. And this is kind of nuts. I just realized you're my first guest in the studio since the whole pandemic happened. Crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. How's it going?
It's going good, man. I appreciate you just doing this kind of spur of the moment, being around and you know, here for other reasons on Mark and Walt in the Morning. And I want to talk to you about some fishing. I want to talk to you about what's going on at Fox Marquette Chevrolet. But can we start with the tournament down in Manistique and how that went?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a little rough, that's for sure. A bunch of us went down, pre-fished Friday, did pretty well. Saturday, you know, we knew it was going to get rough, so there was an SCA coming out. So they had us back in the break walls at 10. Wasn't bad till we got out around the point, and then she got a little bouncy and... But it was all right. I mean, some fish were caught. And
how big of rollers were you in?
Oh, there was some six-footers. I'd come one come over the bow. I had that window open up on the dash, getting some fresh air coming through there, and that one come in through there. So got a little wet inside the boat that morning going out. But it was all right. You know, there was some fish caught, some decent fish. We actually had a halfway decent showing, and, you know, the boat turnout was down. You know, there was a lot of boats didn't go because they knew the weather was going to be
a little rough. Yeah.
Sunday was canceled, obviously, with the SCA getting extended. But overall, it's always a good tournament down there. Great group of guys. They do a great job down there. A lot of small fish, which is exciting for the future. They had the biggest plant they've actually had in, like, 30 years in Manistique. So,
no kidding.
Yeah, I think it was about 140,000 kings they planted this spring, so...
Wow.
That's exciting for the future, but, you know, it was real hot down there a few weeks before the tournament, which it kind of, at times it always tends to work out that way, but the water warmed up, but it was still okay. There was still some fish caught, and it was good.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about this past weekend, South Shore Fishing Association Women and Kids Tournament, but can we just stick with Lake Michigan for a minute?
Absolutely.
Because I want to get your take on a few things. Over the last week, we had a big blow out of the north. As you know, I'm sure.
Yep.
It sounded like there was a ton of really warm water in northern Lake Michigan for the most part. Fairport, Manistique, they really slowed down, but there was a couple big, deep pockets of cold water, kind of closer to Wales back I was hearing, Rock Island, Washington Island, instead of just further north and east. I think that's all jumbled up now.
Yeah, it definitely is. I was just talking to a guy down there yesterday that was out a couple days ago, thinking that the water would have cooled down quite a bit, and he said it was actually kind of the opposite. He said it was even warmer than it was the week before. So it's definitely warmed up now. I mean, you got to run a little ways now to get on some fish. I think they're still around there sparingly. You know, lake trout down there is heating up. But you know, he did tell me he ended up, once he couldn't find cold water, he ran out and caught some lake trout, was done in about 40 minutes. So,
well, if you live down there, I mean, obviously it's an easy thing to do, but who the hell wants to eat lake trout out of Lake Michigan when you can get them out of Lake Superior?
I'm with you on that one.
I'm just saying.
I'm 100%
well, you grew up in Grand
you.
Marais. I'm sure you're 100% with me.
Yeah, I'm all about lake trout out of Lake Superior.
Yeah, I go down there to catch steelhead and kings for sure, but not lake trout. That's not what I'm targeting. All right, well, I want to get back with you later this hour and talk about the Women and Kids Tournament that was last weekend with the SSFA. But first, what's going on? You guys got some pretty crazy financing over at Fox Marquette Chevrolet right now.
Yeah, boy, Chevy stepped up to the plate after we were allowed to sell again. We were shut down for a couple months there, but you know, they got up to $5,000 off in rebates right now on Silverados. They've got some great percentages off on your Blazer and your Equinox. The new Trailblazer's there. That's a pretty cool little product. We're starting to get inventory. Just about every day we're getting a truckload of inventory now, so you're starting to see the lot fill up again. Used cars are just cranking right now. GM certified vehicles with that extra warranty on there, I mean, we can't keep them in stock. In fact, we're trying to buy cars off the public right now.
Yeah, I've been talking about $500 over Kelley Blue Book for your car, right?
$500 over Kelley Blue Book. Come in with your vehicle, and if you like the offer we give you, we'll have you in and out of there in 30 minutes with a check in your hand.
Luke Hubbard from the South Shore Fishing Association and Fox Marquette Chevrolet, always appreciate you being a sponsor on the show, keeping us on the air. And let's get back and talk about Lake Superior in our next Outdoor Report.
Sounds great.
Stay tuned, and we'll continue right here on The Outdoor Show.